Are you alive? Oh, I saw the fight. You got severely injured. What? I'm not here to laugh at you. I want to assist you. Please, allow me. I'm a nurse. Stop asking so many questions. Jeez. Yes, I brought a med kit with me. Please. Oof. You gotta... That was really... Oof. That looks really rough. I'm not being sarcastic. I'm not laughing at you. I would never do that. If it wasn't for the crowd and the monster, I would have said something. This will hurt. Actually, this is what makes you different. What makes you special. You did something. I only saw it as a spectator. And that's why you're a hero, after all. Me? No, I mean... Oh no, I'm actually not a nurse. I mean, not at this moment. I am one, just not anymore. Yeah, that should explain why I'm dressed like a waiter, right? Let me clean you up a bit more, okay? Don't move. Please? Please. Let me do this. Good. There you go. I don't mind the blood on my clothes. I can wash them. Don't worry. The ambulance should arrive any minute now. I called for one before I came here. Your wounds need more treatment. I only did first aid. Oh, I'll stay here with you. Why? Do you really think I would leave you alone? After what you did? There was a monster! It was an emergency! It was about to go on a rampage, and there were so many families around. It was because of you, confronting him, that people got time to leave and find refuge. So what if you didn't stop it? Even if there were more heroes around, they were busy eating and taking pictures. There is a hero that literally works at my restaurant, and all he does all day is just talk about finding a cooler cape. So yeah. Yeah, that's the one. The one that showed up 15 minutes after. He could have handled it with no problems in less than a minute, but he didn't. Instead, he waited for you to fight so he could give the finishing blow or whatever and get praise while others made fun of you. Seriously, people don't consider these things. Why are they even called heroes? They've got it easy. They were born with powers, or they have the money to build the equipment. They don't even work out much. Yeah. Just remember seeing him give out autographs just makes me wanna... Hey! No, stop! No, you should wait for the ambulance. You want to go home? Retire? You're going to give up? No, I won't allow that. The city needs you. Hey, no, lean on me. It's all right. Let's Let's go somewhere else. This place is full of trash. There's a little park nearby. No one's there at this time. The ambulance? I'll redirect them. I can't have my favorite hero in a place like a back alley like this. Huh? Yeah. My favorite hero. I'm not lying! Come on. Let's go. How do I even know you? Well, for starters, I mean, you mostly watch over this district, right? I live around here. I work around here. It's my home. The first time I saw you, you were helping out an old couple with the stairs of the entrance to the hospital. Yeah, I was on break when I was still working as a nurse. You seem like a regular guy. A civilian, not a hero. And then I realized you were actually wearing a costume. No offense, I'm glad you decided to have a change of image. Ow, hey! Who knew you could still pack a punch? I'm kidding. After that, I kept seeing you around. You were doing everything but a regular hero would. You actually helped out with directions, with the elderly, with the children, with even ordinary people moving boxes. It amazed me that you had so much kindness in your heart to do that. No, I'm not joking. I thought it was cool that you were doing such things. Yes. I mean it. I have no reason to be lying to you in this state. But then, I was already planning on quitting my job, and when I did, I didn't leave home for a while. It was a bad time for me. Being a nurse was a thankless job, and the payment was nowhere near enough, and my girlfriend... You know how it is. Here we are. I told you, no one comes here this time. Sit on the bench. Come on. Slowly. Does it still hurt? No? Okay. Good. I'll sit next to you, if you don't mind. So, as I was saying, that felt like months for me. Until one day, from my window, I saw you again. And as I said, that was a very good choice in change of image, at least, where your clothes were concerned. So, I recognized your face, and I saw that you were trying to stop a robbery. Yeah, even though the cops were right there, but the fact that you still showed up, I couldn't believe it. It was really inspiring. Anyway, I had to find a job, and here I am now. I make enough to get by. It's fine. Although, sometimes these special guests they call high-ranked heroes make it a bit unbearable. You should stop by. I'll gladly take your order if you do, and I even give you a bit of a discount. You know, just a bit, not too much. Can't let you get too cocky. Are you really going to give up being a hero? Look, I'm not the best person to tell you not to give up. I mean, as someone who gave up being a nurse, but can you recall what made you want to start doing the hero thing? You wanted to help others? Or as a way to improve yourself? Or maybe just for fun? I see. Do you want to know what I think? I think you should keep being a hero. The city needs someone like you, with the true essence of a hero. If you ask me, it's not about being strong or winning or having cool capes. It's simply about having the endurance to continue being one, and to stand up against injustice, to be willing to fight anything despite the odds. And you're the perfect example. You immediately defend anyone who needs defending. No matter how much stronger it is than you are, you still try. Even when you know you won't win, you go because no one else will. That's why you're my favorite hero. And in my opinion, you have the strongest heart. You have been able to deal with all this, pardon my word, but humiliation, while all the shallow heroes just indulge in the limelight. They're only interested in seeing and doing exciting fights. People just assume that a successful hero is the one that wins. But what's most important is how you fall and how you get up every single time. No other hero has that fortitude. No one else does. So please, think it over. If you ever feel like it's useless and you have achieved nothing, remember that somewhere around, there is someone who's inspired by what you do. I've thought about it, and I think I'll go back to the hospital and I'll be a nurse again. I liked helping, even if it's just a little thing. I want to see other people doing well. I want to heal people so they can go on with their lives and so that they can keep fighting. I want to be someone like you. Someone who was able to save me from feeling as sad as I did about myself. You will? You won't give up? Do you promise? If you do, then I'll promise I'll do the same and I won't give up. That I'll go back to being a nurse. Deal? Good. I'm so glad. I got to know my favorite hero and I even helped them out. How can I not be happy? Blushing? Me? I'm just very happy, that's all. I'm serious! I do blush when I get this happy. But I'm really glad. Don't forget about our deal, okay? There. The ambulance, it's just around the corner. Could I ask you something? Next time we meet, could you give me your autograph? You will? Thank you. Just, could I ask one more thing? Just one more thing, I promise. If it's not too much to ask. Can I have your number? Well, I just want to check on you from time to time, and I can heal your wounds whenever you need it. Immediately. Besides, we've gotta catch up occasionally, right? We made a deal after all. It's important to stay in touch. Yes? Yeah. Yeah, it's pulling up. I trust you'll be able to make it by yourself. Okay. Thank you so much. For everything. See you around.